Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
So, before we start really delving into this topic of fear, I wanted to begin by pointing out that there are some fears in our life that are useful. Yeah? So, they're not the fears that we're concerned with today. Like, some fear actually performs a very beneficial, useful function in our daily life. It's a fear that causes us to be wary of danger and take necessary precautions to protect ourselves. So, for example, you know, fear of, when we go for a bushwalk, there is held in our mind a type of fear. A wariness that is alert to the fact that there could be dangerous animals, that there might be a snake. And so we're taking necessary precautions to protect ourselves from being bitten by a snake. You know, I remember when I first moved to England, I was living there for many years and I was living on a large property with woodlands and so forth. And I'd been living there for quite a few years, going for walks in the woods, until one day I was going for a walk in the woods and I suddenly realized I don't need to be thinking about snakes. There is literally nothing here that can kill me. And I put that guard down. You know, there wasn't that part of my mind that was alert to that anymore. But we know as Australians, you go for a walk in the bush, you have to be alert, you have to be on guard. So that's a type of fear. It's a fear that's functioning to cause us to protect ourselves. So it has a valuable purpose in our life. And if you look at that fear, you'll see it has a very different quality to the type of debilitating fear that we're going to look at today. Yeah? In Buddhism, we also train in fear. Yeah? There is a type of fear that we actively train to cultivate that causes us to apply great energy in our spiritual training. Is a very meaningful fear that comes from wisdom and is a source of peace and happiness. So some fears are helpful, they're meaningful, they're beneficial. We're not going to worry about those fears today. The fear that we're interested in becoming free from is the type of fear that causes a very different inner experience, the type of fear that can be at times utterly debilitating, overwhelming, where our whole being can become pervaded by this intensely uncomfortable feeling. It can manifest in all sorts of different ways. We're afraid of so many different things. It can be just kind of like a minor kind of or it can be all consuming. And it's often not dependent on the thing that we're afraid of as to how strong or powerful this fear becomes. So we all experience this type of fear from time to time, whether it's fear of loss, fear of failure, fear of public speaking, fear of spiders, fear of people not liking us, fear of being alone, fear of being wrong. Like, I don't need to give you the list. We've all got a list of things that we're afraid of. And when our fear manifests, it is, as we know very well from our own experience, very uncomfortable. And what's interesting about this fear is that it has an impact. It's not just mentally painful. It pervades our whole being. Our body becomes uncomfortable, agitated, restless. Our heart starts to race. Everything becomes very, very uncomfortable. So this is the fear that we want to be free of, because it's this fear that is interfering with our ability to be happy all of the time, which is what we all want. We'll never be able to fulfill that wish to be happy all of the time for as long as we suffer from these experiences of fear, worry, anxiety, and so forth. So regardless of all the different things that we're afraid of, it can all be boiled down into one thing. In reality, we're all just afraid of one thing. We're afraid of suffering. Yeah? So whatever we're afraid of, what we're actually fearing in that moment is not the thing, but how we think it's going to make us feel. Nobody wants to suffer. In addition to wanting to be happy all of the time, we also want to be permanently free from suffering and pain. And so we're afraid of suffering. We're afraid of, like I say, it's not the things that we're afraid of. It's how we think we will feel, the painful feelings we think we will have should those things happen. So therein lies the first and most important learning about our fear and how to be free from it. Because we think we're afraid of the things. Yeah. We're not afraid of the things. We're afraid of painful feeling. We're afraid of suffering. We're afraid of how we think they may make us feel. Now, this is incredibly good news, because if what we were really afraid of were the things, then what we would need to do to protect ourselves, to become free from fear, is to stop all of those things from ever happening, which is what we're currently trying to do. Yeah? And this is a completely unrealistic goal. No matter how hard we try, we cannot and will never be able to control the world around us. We can't make the world conform to our wishes. Now, we try to do this every day. And you would have thought, after so many years of trying to do this, we would have learned that actually we're not as all-powerful as we would like to think that we are. We can't make the world behave according to our wishes. But we can change the way we feel about what's happening around us. We can't control the external world, but we can learn to control our own mind. We can have complete agency over how we feel about the things happening in our life. When we understand that, we realize that we don't need to be afraid of things. Yeah? What we need to work on is our own mind, and we can do that. The Buddhist master Shantideva gives a wonderful analogy. He says that if we need to walk across rough and thorny ground, we have two options. Yeah? We can either cover the entire surface of the earth with leather so that it's comfortable to walk upon. Yeah? This is akin to our current approach to trying to control everyone and everything around us. Completely unrealistic, impossible. Yeah? Or, here's an idea, just cover the soles of our feet so that it's comfortable to walk wherever we choose. This is akin to learning to control our mind, learning to make our mind peaceful so that it is comfortable wherever we go. So the first most important lesson is making this separation, understanding it's not that out there that I'm afraid of. What I'm actually afraid of is how it might make me feel. My real fear, my real problem is something happening inside my own mind, not something happening out there. So in the very early stages or pages of How to Solve Our Human Problems, Geshe-la talks about making this distinction between outer and inner problems. He says, our problems do not exist outside our mind. The real nature of our problems is unpleasant feelings, which are part of our mind. When our car, for example, has a problem, we often say, I have a problem. But in reality, it is not our problem, but the car's problem. Yeah. Our problems develop only when we experience unpleasant feelings. The car's problems exist outside the mind, whereas our problems are inside our mind. By differentiating between animate and inanimate problems like this, we can understand that the real nature of our problems is our own feelings, which are part of our mind. So this is a very powerful insight to gain. We immediately solve a whole lot of problems when we realize that is not my real problem. My real problem is how I feel about it. My real problem is unpleasant feelings that I'm generating with respect to these things. We think that these are indistinguishable, that they're the same problem. Yeah? We think that outer problems and inner problems are all part of the same thing. And so we keep trying to solve outer problems in an effort to solve our real problem, which is the painful feelings that we're experiencing. With this insight, we come to understand there are two very different things going on here. There's something going on out there, and there's something going on in here. Two problems with two very different solutions. Outer problems require outer solutions. The car, take it to the mechanic. Yeah? Outer problem, outer solution. That's the car's problem. It can be fixed using external methods. Or maybe it can't be fixed. But either way, the way to try to solve that problem is through external means. Inner problem, how we feel, our painful feelings, this is a problem existing inside our own mind. It requires internal solutions. If we never address the inner problem of painful feelings, they're going to keep returning. Huh? We need to recognize this inner problem and solve this inner problem. So, step one in overcoming our fear is recognizing the problem is not what's happening out there. The problem is what's happening inside my own mind. What I need to address are my own painful feelings. The path to fearlessness is a path, an internal path. It's not about controlling what happens. It's about controlling how we respond to the things occurring around us. If we can learn to respond to all of our external problems with a peaceful mind, we don't have a problem.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.